The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Speaking of albums, I know Jess was very unenthused this morning with the Taylor Swift news that she has a new album out, but not only one, a double album, a surprise double album. So Jess has had her say, and I will not let her cast any more suspicions into Taylor Swift's directions or traduce her good name any longer. But she did speak to people on the streets of Boston to get their take.
I don't buy anything from her. I just listen to her music.
Would you buy four different versions of an album?
Personally, no. I mean, I don't buy them, but I would just buy one, or I should just stream it on Apple Music.
And do you think it's bad that she brings out so many versions that fans, if you're a hardcore fan, you have to spend like $170 to get them all?
Maybe, but I think you can just pick one that you like and just buy that one. I mean, some people will buy all four, but if not, you can just pick one.
And are you excited to hear the goss about her breakups and her relationships and all that sort of stuff on the new album?
Yeah, a little bit. I like drama.
All right. There's some of the views of people on the street speaking to our own Jess Kelly. Well, I am delighted to welcome to the Hard Shoulder Emily Bresnahan, who is a self-styled, self-appointed, self-titled Swiftie. One of the biggest fans of this part of the world. You've got your Folklore album Cardigan on, even.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm definitely known as the Taylor Swift fan in the group. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the excitement levels this morning for the new album.
Oh, well, it's insanity every time Taylor releases an album. I think you never know what to expect from her, especially the last few years. She's been, you know, throwing out curveballs for all of us. So there were theories about this double album. She was throwing up peace signs. There was signs of twos everywhere related to the album. So there was some kind of lore happening there that it might happen. So I wasn't entirely shocked when I woke up this morning and saw that there was 15 more songs for me to listen to. I stayed up last night until midnight to hear the first half, but went to bed around one. So, you know, when I woke up this morning, it was a pleasant surprise that I now have 31 new Taylor Swift songs to listen to.
Well, listen, I mean, let's talk about what really matters, the music.
Yeah.
What did you make of the new album?
I love the new album. I mean, she worked with some great collaborators. Again, you know, we love Jack Antonoff. We love Aaron Dresner. So, you know, it's really lyrically dense, which I love. You know, I love being able to kind of explore what the meanings of the songs are and how she's feeling and how
which
she's
ex-boyfriend she's talking about.
What she's going through in her life. She's an open book, really. So it's fun to have that kind of aspect of it. But also she's just an incredible writer. The way she expresses herself, the way that she, you know, talks about things in her life, it's unique in that sense that she, you know, is laying it all out for us in like, hence the title, in a very poetic way. So that's what I really love about this album. It is extremely poetic in that sense.
Yeah, the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology. I should have said the name of the album when I said she has a new album. Have you been able then on that first listen to discern who any of the songs might be about?
I have some hints.
Does Travis Kelce appear at all?
No, I don't think so. She said that she's
the next
been,
album.
Yeah, maybe next one she'll talk about their love story. But she said she's been working on this one for about 2 years. So, you know, that kind of shows that it's definitely about past relationships. She did just get out of a very long one. So I assume that a lot of it is about that. But, you know, the whole thing is that it's an artistic work that we can all interpret and enjoy in our own ways, never mind what is going on in her life. It's something that we can relate to our own. And I think that's something that's so special about Taylor's music, is because everyone can have their own, you know, life experience that they put into her lyrics.
What do you love about her?
I don't know. I think I've loved her forever. She's just been someone that has been so concrete in my life since I was a kid. You know, being able to, you know, put my own life experiences into her work, you know, from the time that she was like 15, 16, and I was going through similar, you know, experiences as her. I think it's just so relatable, the fact that she lays everything out, and it's almost like a diary that we can all read and divulge in ourselves.
So you've met her.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, I was going to school in New York, so I used to apply for all these like planted fans. So I was a planted fan at
a planted fan?
So like at like award shows and talk shows and things, they need people to fill the audience, to fill the area. So I was along the red carpet at the MTV Music Video Awards in 2019.
Oh, so you apply for access to those areas?
Yes. Yeah, so you apply for that, and they basically just, you get there and they put you in a space. They're like, stand here for the next few hours while we film, look excited, of that sort of thing, you know, be happy to be there. And of course I was. You're surrounded by celebrities.
Yeah.
It's a very like energetic area. And, you know, I was standing around with some other Swifties, and when she came on the carpet, we were all like screaming for her, you know, saying, you know, we're big fans. She had just released Lover that weekend, so it was a very exciting time to be a Taylor Swift fan. And she came right over to us and took photos and signed autographs. And, you know, I got a great selfie with her that is now a very large photo hanging in my wall at my home.
Oh, that's a lovely, lovely story. So, I mean, I mentioned the cardigan. You've got the Folklore cardigan.
Yes.
I mean, they kind of resell for an awful
lot
of money.
Yeah.
So you're walking around with an awful lot of money on your shoulders there. I assume you've got kind of, you've got all the albums. You've probably got vinyls.
Yeah, I'm a big vinyl collector. So I've been collecting her vinyl since she's been pressing them. So, you know, I have a lot that, yeah, would be considered very valuable these days.
Been to see her a few times.
Yes. Yeah. I was very lucky to go to all three nights of the Gillette shows of the Eras Tour.
What? You went three times in a row.
I went three times in a row. Yeah.
You're not bored by the third night.
No. There's so much to see in her shows. There's so much going on. It's so theatrical. The production value is so high that every night you're seeing something new. You know, there's a lot of fans that go multiple times because of that. There's always something new to see. Every little detail, the attention to detail is insane.
Do you ever sit down and do the maths and work out how much money you've spent on Taylor Swift?
As someone who's been a fan since I was very little, it's almost scary to think about that. You know, I try not to buy resale items. You know, people go crazy with reselling
yeah.
and having the value like triple after you buy. Most of the things I have bought directly from her store, been lucky enough to get those little releases. There are items that I don't have and would love to have. There's, you know, a pressing of one of her concerts she did in Paris that resells for like $600 online. And that's one I just can't do that.
No.
You know, it's an insane industry. And I think it's something that is very big in music right now. It's just that the vinyls, the merch, the value is just the second it goes off the shelf, it multiplies. I always
yeah.
joke if I ever ran into like a hard time, you know, something happened to my cat, I'd have the ability to, you know, pay those medical bills if I needed to. But I try not to be too excessive. You know, of course, as a vinyl collector, it's hard to say no and not want to buy all copies, but you know, it's hard when it's someone you love and it makes you excited. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know, it makes my day when I get a new item in the mail from Taylor's store.
Well, who is anyone to decry something that makes you happy? Listen, Emily, thanks a million for speaking
to us. Yeah, thank you for
having
me.
It was a great chat, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Emily Bresnahan from Boston here, living not too far away, and who popped into the studio to talk about Taylor Swift's new album, surprise double album, at the Tortured Poets Department, The Anthology. I'm sure many of you will have had a listen to it by this stage of the day. 087 1400 106. If you want to get in touch, you can give us your own review of it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.